And our second lesson from the Word this morning is from the book of Judges, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Now these are the nations which the Lord left that he might test Israel by them, that is, all who had not known any of the wars in Canaan. This was only so that the generations of the children of Israel might be taught to know war, at least those who had not formerly known it, namely five lords of the Philistines, all the Canaanites, the Sidonians, the Hivites, who dwell in Mount Lebanon from Mount Baal Hermon to the entrance of Hamath. And they were left that he might test Israel by them to know whether they would obey the commandments of the Lord which he had commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. Thus the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, that they served their gods. And from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 20 to 27. Then the multitude came together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of demons he casts out demons." So he called them to himself, and he said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house." Our third lesson is from the Apocalypse Explained, number 650, subsection 60. "The nations driven out and to be driven out of the land of Canaan by the sons of Israel signifies evils and falsities of every kind. The land of Canaan signifying the church, and the sons of Israel the men of the church. Therefore the wild beast of the field, which would be multiplied against them, signify the cupidities of falsity from evil. For a man who is reformed and regenerated to the extent that the church may be in him is reformed and regenerated little by little. For he is conceived anew, is born and is educated, and this is done so far as the evils and their falsities that are in him from birth and hereditarily are removed, which is not affected in a moment, but through a considerable course of life. This makes clear what is signified in the spiritual sense by the nations shall not be driven out in one year, but by little and little, lest the wild beast of the field be multiplied against thee. For if evils and falsities thence were removed all at once, man would have scarcely any life, since the life into which he is born is a life of evil and consequent falsity from cupidities, which are removed only so far as goods and truths enter. For by these they are removed." Amen.